Hello and welcome to the final edition of Organ First Radio for 2011. And as ever, Christmas shows are, to me at least anyway, the most difficult ones to choose music for. It'd be so easy just to play a selection of seasonal carols, but again, I've tried to make it a little bit different. Now, around the world, every country will have indigenous seasonal melodies, but possessing a copy of an organist playing them is beyond even my capabilities. So yes, we'll musically visit a few countries by name, but the organists won't necessarily be those from that country. It's a bit like the old Morecambe and Wise gag. I'll be playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order. You'll get the gist anyway with this lively opener from Richard Hills at the Kimball Organ in Dickinson High School in Delaware, who's about to play Viva Mexico.
Thank you.
Viva Mexico, played by Richard Hills on the Kimball organ. Now, this next one was quite easy to choose because it's one of those rare LPs in my collection on which all the tunes are from Scandinavia. The artist is Klaus Wunderlich, and my bet it's the least popular of all his recordings, unless of course you happen to be Scandinavian. There is no way I'm going to try and even pronounce the two tunes, but the first one in this medley of two is a Norwegian children's song, and the second one translates into "It was at Frederiksberg," which happens to be the name of the fifth largest city in Denmark. Klaus Wunderlich putting us on the Scandinavian seasonal music map. Another German organist who also devoted a whole LP to indigenous tunes was Franz Lambert when, back in 1980, he used the Versi Galaxis to take us on a trip to Russia. So, what could be more appropriate than a glass or three of vodka?
на здоровье.
На здоровье, Фридахин. Водочки.
Хорошо.
Lambert in the company of some very happy friends there with Vodka. Here's the lovely Claudia Hirschfeld with a traditional offering from her country, Come Ye Shepherds. Shepherds, played by Claudia Hirschfeld on the Versi Luva. Back in the 70s, I got to know the famous broadcasting organist Charles Smitten. He regularly appeared in the music dubbing studio of the television station where I worked, and along with some other local session musicians, recorded the music to a number of television shows of that era. I was also fortunate enough to see him play cinema organ, and one of his own compositions was Festival in Valencia. Here then is Charles at the Gaumont Birmingham 3-manual 9-rank Compton organ.
Thank you.
Charles Smitten, playing there at the former Gaumont Birmingham Compton Organ Festival in Valencia, an organ that's been long ago removed, as has been the beautiful Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre in San Francisco, a once magnificent building that ended up, like so many of those old movie palaces, as a pile of rubble. Before the organ was removed, some final tapes were made, and keeping with the country theme this month, here is the former resident organist Everett Norse to play Cuban Serenade. Cuban Serenade, played there by Everett Norse at the Wurlitzer Organ. No programme of this nature would be complete without a visit to Amsterdam, and who better to be our musical guide than the famous organ star, the legendary Cor Steen. And no visit would be complete without a trip on the Amsterdam canals. Thank you. The Amsterdam Canals, played by Cor Steen at the Magic Organ, developed by the famous Dutch engineer Jaap Kaiservaard. Quick visit to my old stamping ground up in Manchester now to hear Douglas Reeve at the former 4-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer, which used to be in the city's famous Gaumont Cinema. Here's Douglas with a lively version of Canadian Capers. Canadian Capers, played by Douglas Reeve, everyone's favourite theatre organist and famous for those fantastic broadcasts and recordings which he made while he was resident at the Hill Norman and Beard Organ in the Dome in Brighton. Well, over in Ireland, I'm sure they'll be having a right old Cayley, and no doubt to such tunes as The Irish Washerwoman, played for us now on Hammond Organs by Chris Hamilton. Or, if you prefer, Harry Farmer. Thank you. lively version of The Irish Washerwoman, taken from one of the very first LPs that I ever bought, and at a rough guess, that'd be around the early 50s when LP recordings, only 10 inches in size, first began to appear. At the time, I'd got no idea that the artist was in fact Harry Farmer, because the sleeve notes always referred to the artist by the name of Chris Hamilton, and it was some years later when I discovered who he really was. By that time, he'd left these shores to go and live and work in Canada, both in the broadcasting and television fields. And that is where his daughter still lives, and so a special happy Christmas to you, Pamela. Your dad was a pioneer when it came to the complexities of the Hammond organ. Another pioneering Hammond organ player was, of course, the late and great Robin Richmond. But for a change, let's hear him on the lovely Duchess Compton organ in the Odeon Cinema Leicester Square with Vienna, City of My Dreams. Robin Richmond at the Compton organ, taking us on a journey to the lovely city of Vienna with Vienna, City of My Dreams. Well, I've already featured three German artists in the show today, so making a foursome is a personal friend of mine who sent me lots of very nice recordings in the past, some of which I've shared with you on the Organ First Radio shows. But this CD is one that can only be featured at this time of year because it's all Christmas music. And what's more, not all of it are the usual tunes that we get to hear round about now. Here then is Bruno Hoff on keyboards with Softly Falls Each Snowflake. Softly Falls Each Snowflake, played by Bruno Hoff, someone who not only I've come to know as a friend, but a fine musician as well. To him and his family, then, my very special Christmas wishes, because Bruno's been going through a very bad time health-wise in recent months, so get well soon, Bruno. One recording that I'd love to see reissued is the one which Reginald Dixon made back in the 60s in the company of vocalist and former bandleader Roy Edwards, which came out, and has since disappeared, on the Reader's Digest label. To me, this LP is one of the best from the recording point of view, as well as the pairing of the singing and sympathetic organ accompaniment. A visit to Italy, then, with
Oh, Natale, Merry Christmas time in Rome, in St. Peter's Square, the bells ring from the dome. People from the hills greet people from the valley with a cheery ciao and a buon Natale. But they haven't time to linger as they hurry home. For the feast must be prepared for Christmas Day, and the mama's cooking while the children play. Vino in the glasses, pasta on the platters, people that you love, that's all that really matters. Now it's time to take a precious moment out to pray. Oh, Natale, Montebella, Christmas Day. Thank you. the feast must be prepared for Christmas Day, and the mama's cooking while the children play. Vino in the glasses, pasta on the platters, people that you love, that's all that really matters. Now it's time to take a precious moment out to pray. Bon Natale, molto bella Christmas Day. Bon Natale, molto bella Christmas Day.
From Italy, we fly off to Brazil to enjoy Jelani Eddington at the San Silmar for Manual 47 Rank Wurlitzer, and with David Harris at the Bösendorfer Imperial Grand Piano. Together they conjure up an exciting musical scenario in Brasileira. Duet there from Jelani Eddington on Wurlitzer and David Harris on piano. Whenever I play this next recording, it always serves to remind me just how far the electronic organ has developed, because it demonstrates some very early attempts by American organist Dale Ziegler, who customised his Kahn 645 organ to play through 23 speakers, three of which were Leslie's, and all then sent through 12 channels of amplification. To this, he then added what is in effect a band in a box, a whole collection of actual percussion instruments, not sampled sounds, but the real deal. Drums, triangle, maracas, cowbells, you name it, and they are all in the box, playable from the console. Don't believe me? Thank you. Just imagine today's organists having to transport an extra box of percussion instruments around just in order to be like Dale Ziegler and play tunes such as Java. Mind you, he's probably got a more modern instrument by now. Well, we certainly have come a long way in electronic organ world development, that's for sure. One country we haven't visited is one that has quite a number of theatre organs, some of them which were purchased from England when they looked like ending up on the scrap heap. That country is Australia, and that for me can only mean one organist. Although for this recording, he's seated at the former Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer to play a medley of Australian tunes. Here's Tony Fenlon.
Thank you.
Australian medley played there by Australian organist Tony Fenelon. Well, I can hardly end this 60-minute musical tour around the world without including our own country, and in this instance, our very own capital city of London. Taking us out of the show then, here's John Walker at his digital orchestra with London by Night. All that remains for me to do is to thank you for your company during 2011. And so, on behalf of Ian and Jerry King at MSS and my wife Dorothy, this is Alan Ashton saying Merry Christmas, and let's hope that it's going to be a happy new year for us all. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.